This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This question in regard to the last 10 days of Ramadan and what the Muslim should do during these 10 days, and if there is any specific ibadah recommended for us to do during the last 10 days of Ramadan. There's no doubt that the best days of Ramadan are the last 10 days of Ramadan. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يجتهد فيهن ما لا يجتهد في غيرهن كما قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها. The Prophet sallam used to double his effort in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days. And he will do so much during these 10 days what he wouldn't do during the other days, the 20 days of Ramadan. And if the Prophet sallam, and we know how much he's committed to the ibadah, he will even raise the bar when it comes to the last 10 days of Ramadan, and he will put more effort into it. So we should all care for that. And Nabi Sassan, not only that he cares for it for himself, he used to wake up his family. كَانَ يُوْقِذُ أَهْلَهُ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He used to wake up his family and say, الصَّلَاةَ 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 الصَّلَاةَ, and he wake up for the salah, wake up and pray in the night. That's how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم used to do. That's why ulama rahimahum Allah, like Sufyan al-Thawri said, أحب إذا دخلت العشر, I love when the last 10 days of Ramadan start, that the person put so much effort during these days and wake up his family, his wife, his children to the salah if they can, if they can. Also, it is recommended, according to what Ibn Jarir rahimahullah said, that as-salaf, it was a common practice among the early Muslim generation that each and every night in Ramadan, they used to take a shower, put perfume before they come to the Taraweeh prayer. Anas radiallahu anhu used to say to do that. And Ibrahim al-Nakhai kana yaghtasilu kulla layla. Every night he take a shower and he prepare himself for that night. And all this because they expecting it to be the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is known to all of you as one of the greatest night in the year. Also, one of the things that is recommended during these 10 days is to do i'tikaf. And Zuhri rahimahullah said, and he's a great scholar among the tabi'een, said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I'm surprised by Muslims. تَرَكُوا الْاِعْتِكَافِ وَهُوَ سُنَّةُ نَبِيِّهِمْ وَمَا تَرَكَهُ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ مُنْذُ قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةَ حَتَّى مَاتْ. They abandoned i'tikaf, and it used to be the sunnah, the way of their Prophet Muhammad sallam when he came to Medina until he died. But today, not many people doing it. And Nabi sallam used to make i'tikaf in the first 10 days, then in the middle 10 days, and in the end of his life, he committed only to the last 10 days. He started with the first 10 days and the middle 10 days because he was looking for Laylatul Qadr. And when he was told that it is in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he committed himself to these nights, and he used to make i'tikaf during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wives also did i'tikaf with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which give you the permissibility for women as well to do i'tikaf in the masjid. Do you need to make it the whole 10 days? No. A lot of us work and have jobs. So if you can do it Saturday or Friday or only the weekend, it will be great, even if it's one or two days. Some ulama said that i'tikaf can be even few hours, even though I do believe that i'tikaf should be at least a full day, any kind of 24 hours or around that time, most of the day, most of the night that you stay in the masjid in seclusion and focus on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can do it in any masjid as long as this masjid establishes the salah and there is a Jumu'ah prayer, if your i'tikaf include Friday. And during the i'tikaf, you should involve with nothing, most of your time should be dedicated to the ibadah, to things that you will be rewarded for it. These are some of the things that I highly recommend you to do during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Make a lot of sadaqah, a lot of dua, a lot of donations, a lot of learning knowledge, amr bil ma'roof, nasiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and help us to do our best during the nights of Ramadan.